Hey everyone, this is John.
Oh wow.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best day Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is going to be a Pokemon show. We haven't done one of those in a little while. It's been a minute.
It sure is.
So we're going to talk about some Pokemans.
What did we do in the last one?
I think the last one we did a quiz show that you did.
We did a quiz show and I lost it. And we didn't go.
Yeah, you had to buy Skyward Sword, which you don't have to anymore. You can just get Monster Hunter, which you already did.
I already did.
We should bring up the fact that earlier today, Wes accidentally swallowed a bunch of bees.
Yeah. Out on his way to get his wisdom teeth removed.
I know. What a day.
I thought the next logical thing was, let's have a podcast.
Yep.
So, we're gonna talk about some Pokemon. I got a quiz show. I'm doing the quiz show this time around. I don't know if you guys have agreed on any stakes. If there are going to be any stakes, it doesn't really matter.
Yes, Wes, I'm not your fucking servant, but there you go.
I didn't want to leave the candy bar wrapper on the floor where the dog could get it.
Yeah.
Right, because he would just like grab it and shake it.
Well, there's no chocolate. It's a cookies and cream. There's no chocolate in that.
Or any actual food, either.
Yeah, true.
I'll tell you, no, it's good. It's not going to kill me. I don't want to eat it.
Okay.
Oh, well.
You only get one life to live.
Yeah. Life's a race. I'm going to win.
So, how are you guys? You guys doing all right?
Well enough, I suppose.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, work is good. Work is going all right.
There's a lot of it, but yeah.
You're about to say what time it is to be alive or something.
I'm not.
Let's get it all out of our system. Wow.
And
the Holocaust. There you go. We did it all.
Oh my God.
Getting everything done right off the bat. What were you saying? You had that was a leading question.
No, I was just checking in with you guys.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah,
sure? I did have more rants prepared about the not Switch Pro, but you know I'll save it for another time.
Yeah, you know what? We should like really let them have it. Just from on high, drop bombs on them for being such awful people.
Which ones? Oh, other podcasters and YouTubers.
Yeah, precisely.
I will definitely start calling people out by name.
Yeah,
because yeah, it's gonna be a fun time. What a time to be alive, you guys! There's no Switch Pro.
I'm surprised there's so many advertisements like. My TV wall in Target already has an ad for it.
For the OLED?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this is a little... I don't even know what's coming out.
Somebody's got to do some marketing. Nintendo just dropped a video at 9 a.m. Eastern on a Tuesday morning. You know, it's... that's how they announce their next revision. Like, here's just a random video. Here you go.
Bear Arcade did a comic. I'm not going to say the comic, but you should check it out. I think it's in reference to this. That was hilarious.
You sure it wasn't in reference to that Steam Deck?
I don't know. There was a guy there I didn't recognize, but he was wearing a shirt with an Apple logo, so maybe it's something Apple did. But it's still related, in my opinion. I still drew that. I was like, this also works for the OLED.
Okay.
So I don't know what it really was for. Mm. But it was really funny.
But none of those things are Pokemon.
No.
How's Pokemon go?
Today is actually a huge day.
Oh, yeah?
God, John, what have you done?
It's the Community Day event. Is literally happening today. This is the 5-year anniversary of Pokemon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Of a Pokemon Go, not Pokemon in general.
Right, correct.
Man.
I've been playing it all day. Actually, it's been pretty fucking wild. So the whole thing, that's going on right now is sort of a free-for-all with the legendaries. Typically, as far as the legendaries are concerned, they'll have some that are in rotation, in and out, and usually it's, the same legendary over and over again for, frankly, sometimes weeks on end, which... isn't ideal. As someone that plays the game a lot, you'd like to see more diversity. But I digress. So normally what it'll do, it'll alert you 45 minutes before a raid goes live, and then the raid will be live for 15 minutes. There was no warning anymore, and the raids are 15 minutes long. So they're just in a perpetual state of being raids.
So just churn them over and over again,
Yeah, I
get a pretty good turnover of different things.
Yeah, I played for about 2 hours, and
is that a
part? I got Heatran, Terrakion, Raikou, Zekrom, Dialga. I got a shiny Gibble.
Now, when you say play, were you walking around doing something, or were you sitting in your house just
some in my house, some just walking around like Yola. But there was a huge community thing, so I was only for about maybe 30 minutes did I do this, but I followed around a group of hardcore Pokemon Go fanatic types.
Oh, yeah.
They were
did they know you were there?
Yeah, of course. I was
their leader.
I didn't have to be hey, are you guys playing Pokemon Go? It's one of them is dressed as fucking Ash. Of course. there were a couple of cosplayers and stuff like that. It was fun. I didn't really get a chance to talk as much shop as I would have liked. I think a lot of people that play Pokemon Go don't really play the mainline games. So,
casuals.
Yeah.
But still, there. I mean, and I didn't want to be that guy that's like, oh, you know, fucking pointing my glasses in.
Or we're about to do a quiz show.
Actually, Garchomp is a better physical attacker.
I didn't want to be that ding dong, so I was just having fun with everyone that was playing. So, yeah, that ended today, though. It ended at like 6 o'clock today. And I literally live, like, not my entire house, but like half of my house is
in the water
within the range of a gym.
Okay.
So like I pretty much just own this gym and get my 50 coins every day.
Nice.
Which is really nice. And yeah, like just sitting there every 15 minutes, it would be a new raid.
You like have people over and like you step into the living room like, hey, where are you going? I just got to take over my gym again. I'll be right back.
I literally do that. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. It's like a nightly ritual before I go to bed. I take out the gym and I usually have it till the morning. Someone else knocks me out and then I get my 50 coins and the day started off right. No, and so I love
one day someone's gonna find out that it's you, they're like knocking on your door, like, leave the fucking gym alone.
You son of a bitch.
If anybody knew anything about King of the Hill, my house is so obvious because, like, for starters, my handle in the game is Rusty Shackleford.
Right.
My Wi-Fi is Rusty Shackleford. what is it? My
son's name is Rusty Shackleford.
Amazon Fire is Strickland Propane.
Nice.
It's not the dot. What's the one with the screen? The Amazon screen thing?
Show.
The show. The show in my bedroom is Tom Landry Middle School. Like, everything around my house is a reference to... On a Wi-Fi is in reference to King of the Hill.
I didn't know Rusty Shackleford was a reference to King of the Hill.
This is my parakeet, John Redcorn.
Yeah, it's Dale Gribble's alias that he uses whenever he's, like, ordering pizzas or needs to get... He doesn't... You know how he's so untrustworthy of everyone? Rusty Shackleford is like his... It's a recurring gag. It comes up constantly. That Dale Gribble is so paranoid of everyone and everything that, like, filling out any form he's going to put.
For years, I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I just love the name. It's really funny. So, yeah. Like, it was a very fun event. I stocked up on, you know, a bunch of legendaries I hadn't caught yet. I didn't find as many shinies as I would have liked. But, you know, whatever. They just had a Garchomp event. So I have, like, 4 shiny Gibbles already. So getting another one is not, like, a game changer, but... At any rate, a good, good time.
What is your prime Pokemon? Your cream of the crop,
My best?
You're so proud of its...
Oh, I mean, so my strongest is a Slaking. Slaking is broken in a way because, like, his main attack doesn't deal any damage at all. It's his charge attack that does all the stuff. So
is that like their way of like trying to replicate like a truant ability?
Basically. So like he does nothing for most of the time and then he just fucking trucks. So my Slaking is 3600 CP. I got 2 Dragonites that are 3300.
See a Metagross there.
Metagross. Yeah, I've got this shiny Garchomp here, 3100. I've just got tons and tons of shinies, too. Like, I'm always happy whenever I find new shinies. Let me see what the recent ones are. Recent shinies, a friend traded me a Totodile, so I got that. I got Tepig, which...
What a friend.
I got a Bidoof. I got a shiny Bidoof. Yanma looks amazing in shiny form. Got a Pidgey, a Clamperl. Again, that Gibbles out the ass.
You got a lot of them.
Tons of Marills. Yeah, just lots and lots of shinies. There was a Fletchling event where I got tons and tons of Fletchlings. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's Pokemon
Go. Cool.
I love Pokemon Go. It's a lot of fun, and I really do think, you know, it's not the same thing as Pokemon because it's not this, like, computer or handheld, like, console role-playing game, but it's just a totally different way to experience and enjoy and keep fresh with it, and they're all interconnected now.
Tell the guy dressing up as Ash.
Yeah. Oh, man, you know, he's... And Misty was giving him some looks, too, like...
Yeah. Ayo.
Hey.
There's a bit of Pokemon news that we should just get out of the way. That Pokemon MOBA game, Pokemon Unite, that's actually coming to Switch in just a few days here, 21st.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited to try this
out. That free-to-play MOBA. And I think it's on mobile devices in August, so a little bit earlier on Switch. So.
Yeah, I'm on board to try this out.
That's really cool. I kind of forgot about that.
Looking forward to hearing your thoughts.
You're not going
to
try it, John?
Yeah, maybe.
Come on, play some Pokemon Unite with me. We can get to a lobby, flame at some 10-year-olds. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
You could be the tank and then just, like, abandon.
Oh, you dick. Sorry, I play a lot of League of Legends. That burns.
Speaking of things burning.
I used to.
It's time for a quiz. All about the fire type.
Yeah, yeah.
So I need a couple player names. Player one, player two. Who wants to be what?
Can we, what's the theme?
It has a theme. Something that burns. Things that burn. So you can be P.
Go on, Wes. What does that mean to you?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'll be... My team name is the Insanity Pepper from Quetzal Tanaka.
Okay.
That is a Simpsons reference.
Okay, I'm not clever enough to come up with anything that burns.
Mr. Burns.
Montgomery. Monty. Team Monty.
All right.
Monty Burns.
Monty Burns.
All right, who's one? Who's one, who's two?
Oh, I don't even give a shit, man.
Why are we coming up with names and then decide who's one and two?
Because deciding who's one and two is easier. And names are funny.
I'll be one. Let's go first.
All right. Team Monty. So the fire monotype?
Yeah, sure.
Is, of course, fire type with not master than their type. It is the fifth most common type out of 18.
That's surprising.
Yeah, fifth most common monotype. It's the type has been around since Generation 1 with Pokemon like Vulpix and Ponyta and Growlithe. But outside of the Generation starter, it's not really all that common of a type. So Gens 1 and 5 introduced the most fire types in the game with 6 individual lines of species. A piece, yes. They both introduced 6.
Total.
Not including legendaries or special event Pokemon. They had 6 different lines of Pokemon that were available just to catch throughout the game or as your starter.
Okay.
Team Monty, what's the middle form of the Gen 1 starter?
Of the Gen 1 starter?
Yes, the middle form.
Of the fire type?
Yes.
Gen 1 starter? Charmeleon?
I'm not trying to trick you. Yes, that is the point. This is going to even out. It's okay.
Okay, I was about to say, what the fuck?
Team Pepper.
Okay.
What is the middle form of the Gen 5 starter?
That's harder.
It is. It's going to even out. There's a second part to this. Pig Knight. Yes, that's correct. That's a point.
Oof.
All right, for one more point.
That's going to even out.
Team Monty. What are the other 5 Gen 5 fire types in their final forms? Again, no legendaries. There are 5 more Gen 5 fire types. Give me their final forms.
No, bye.
Are you still counting the starter, though?
No.
Okay. Oh, fucking it. Gen 5 was black and white.
This is for you either get them all or you get nothing. This is 1 point. Because, again, player 2, team Pepper, is going to have an easier time here.
I got 3 of these off the top of my head.
Oh my god. Oh god. Alright. So there's 5 fire types. I can't even think of one right now.
From Gen 5.
And I'm annoyed that I can't even think of one.
Black and white. For the original DS.
I can't believe I'm completely blanking on this. I don't know, is that Bugfire count as a legendary? I don't know.
You could guess and find out.
Ball Corona?
That's one.
Ooh, that it doesn't. Simisear?
Nope, that is the first form. I was looking for the final form. You're looking for Simisage.
Simisage.
Or Simisage, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
Oh.
Can I name a couple?
Go for it.
I think Heatmore.
Heatmore is one of them, sure.
And Darmanitan.
Darmanitan, yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm blanking on the fifth one, though.
Chandelure.
Oh,
the wonderful Chandelure.
Give me my supposedly easier one.
Team Pepper.
Yeah.
What are the other 5 Gen 1 fire types in their final form?
The Gen 1 in their final form.
Yep, there are 5 more. No legendaries.
Okay, Ninetales.
Uh-huh.
Arcanine.
Yep.
There will be an additional evolution to it, but Magmar.
Right.
Is in a single form.
Uh-huh.
What else is there? You said there's 5?
So there are 5.
3 of them so far. There's 2 more out there.
Gen 5. Gen 1.
I got 1.
For the original Game Boy.
Back
in 98.
Why can't I think of what it's called? I got 1. I just can't think of the final 4. What the fuck do you call it?
Describe it.
It's an equine beast made of fire. It's like a pony, but it's on fire. Rapidash.
Rapidash, yep.
And
one more.
More is out there.
I'm blanking on that one.
the non-legendaries, right?
Non-legendaries. Not counting those. All right. There was a fire legendary in Gen 1. It was
sure
Moltres.
There was.
There was a fire type special event legendary in Gen 5. It was Victini.
Oh, I know where it is. I know where it is.
And I can't remember if there were... Heatmore was Gen 5, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. All right, give me another second just to pontificate.
Yeah.
If I can't come up with
anything. Look at those words.
Yeah.
Oof.
But I don't think there are any other Fire-type legendaries in Gen 5 that are coming to mind. Gen 5 didn't have as many legendaries as Gen 4, but it still had quite a few. Because it had the sword trio with Terrakion, like you already mentioned earlier, and Virizion and them. Caldea was kind of a fourth entry in that came as an event Pokemon later.
My store-bought soda's flat.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
This is like syrupy water.
Okay.
Essentially.
I'm going to throw in the towel on this one. I don't want to waste any more time.
Ryan, of all of them, you should have gotten this one first, because you should have PTSD with it. It's Flareon.
Oh, Flareon. Yeah, true.
From the all EV teams we did back in the day.
From the EV draft.
I think I ended up with like all three of them.
Yep. Yeah, you ended up with three Flareons.
So doing a lot of fire fanging. Mm. All right, here we go. So let's go on to some type alignments for the fire type.
Okey-doke.
So Team Monty, fire type moves are super effective on four types. Give me the four types and you will get 1 point for every one you get correct. Just give me four types that they're super effective on and I will tell you when you are done guessing how many you got.
Steel. There's grass. And fire's also effective on...
Super effective.
Super effective. Bug. And... Oh, God, what's the last one? Steelgrass, bug. Not dragon, not rock, not ground, not flying, not normal, not ghost, not fighting, not dark, not psychic. I'm going around all of them, but it's not effective on fairy. What am I missing? Fuck. Bugger of steel.
Give you 10 more seconds here.
Wow, I hate myself. I'm completely blanking. I don't know why.
All right, that's time. So you get 3 points for that.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Why are you blanking on that?
It's pretty obvious that you're going to feel bad about this one.
Well, yeah.
Ice.
Oh, yeah. Ice is a type.
It's kind of a tough one.
Team Pepper.
Ice is type. All right.
Fire type moves are not very effective on four types. Same rules. Give me four types. I'll tell you how many points you get.
Okay, I would think that a fire move is not going to be good against water. It's not going to be good against rock. It's not good against dragon. How many are there? Four.
Four.
I actually think that's a quirk about it. I think it's actually neutral against ground. What are the three I said so far? And they are right? Correct?
I'm not going to tell you if you're right or not.
Oh,
yet,
sorry.
But you said rock, water, dragon.
Rock, water, dragon. I think there's another one out there.
There is indeed another
there,
one.
There is. That's the question.
Right. Shut up, both of you. You're terrible people.
Fire type moves. Not very effective. So if you used a fire type move on this type, it would say that's not very effective, even if you KO'd them.
Right. I mean, maybe it... I'm not guessing it. Maybe it is ground. I should just go with that. But it's not going to be like fighting or ghost or psychic. I don't think it'd be any of that. It's good. It's okay against... It's average against fairy. Doesn't matter if it's normal. Poison. What am I missing?
Do 10 more seconds.
Okay.
I actually have a stopwatch for this game.
Grass and bug.
I got a timer right here.
An actual timer.
I'll stick with ground. Maybe just ground.
We get 3 points there.
Nah.
3 out of 4. Rock, water, dragon. All correct right off the bat. Not very effective on itself.
Oh, of course.
So that's 3 points. We're still tied up.
Yeah.
After two rounds here. Okay. Under round 3, in Gen 1, the fire type only resisted 3 types in Gen 1.
Oh, god damn it.
Those 3 types that resisted in Gen 1 were bug, fire, and grass. So if you used a bug, fire, or grass move on fire type, it would say that's not very effective. As of Gen 6, it now resists double that. Team Monty.
Oh, God damn it.
I already told you the three. Did you remember them? Tell me all six for 1 point.
Bug grass, fire.
Okay, yep, those are the ones I gave you. What are the other three?
So it's resistant against... Why would it be fairy? That doesn't make sense. It may be. That resistance against electric. Ice is a guess. So there's another two. Wow, that does not make any sense for any of the other ones. Oh, God. I don't know. Poison fairy.
No, you got two out of three.
Okay.
But no points for that, though. Steel.
Oh, it was all or nothing?
Yeah, all or nothing.
Oh, with a heart, it was all or nothing. Golly.
Fairy, ice, and steel are the next three. Resist six types. I was really surprised by that, just on its own. That's a lot of resistances for a single type.
It's kind of strange to think about, too, because that means that with every iteration of the game, they keep trying to make fire just a little bit better.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, every few generations, they're like, oh, let's give fire something else. I mean, ground and rock type moves especially are quite common. A lot of different types of Pokemon can carry those moves, so.
Yep.
Team Pepper.
Yeah.
Fire types are weak to three types. What are they?
Ground, rock, and water.
Ground, rock, and water. Yep. 1 point.
I'm a Guatemalan Insanity Pepper from Quetzaltenaco.
Sorry. Insanity Pepper. Team Pepper. Insanity Pepper. Let's talk about the burn status condition, you guys. The burn status condition is directly associated with the fire type and is usually a status condition that is applied to an opponent as an effective damaging move. Player one, Team Monty.
Okay.
What is the percent or fraction, you can give me either one,
oh, God damn it,
of HP that a burned Pokemon loses per turn?
5%.
It is 6.25%.
Sure.
Or 1/16th.
Yeah, well, fucking
1/16th of health. Team Insanity Pepper of...
Quetzaltenaco.
Quetzaltenaco.
I don't even know what that is.
The burn status effect also reduces attack, your physical attack.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's his question, I swear to God.
Give me the percent or fraction of the...
Oh, God damn it.
Damage of the reduction. How much physical damaging moves are reduced by.
My gut says 30 or 35. I don't think it's exactly a third. But that is kind of right in the middle there. I'll say a clean 30%.
It is 50%.
Yeah, it's a straight half.
It cuts physical damaging moves in half. That is insane.
Yeah.
That is insanely powerful.
Burn's one of the best status conditions. Mm. It's inflicting damage and cutting their attack in half. It's brutal.
All right, let's go and let's talk about some moves here. So,
most... But what is the... Here's a counter question.
Okay.
What's the percentage chance of inflicting burn?
I think it depends on the move. I think
Yeah.
I don't want to talk too much about that because it might be coming up later.
God damn it.
So, this one's a back and forth. We're going to talk about some fire-type moves. So, right, most fire-type moves are attacking moves, and most of which... most fire-type attacking moves have an extra effect. So, going back and forth, tell me the effect that this move can have. Team Monty, Blaze Kick.
Oh, God.
Blaze Kick is a move. I believe it was introduced in Gen 3.
I don't think it has a chance to burn. I don't know if you said that in your description. I kind of zoned off for 2 seconds.
In my description, I said that all of these moves just have an extra effect.
Extra effect, other than chance to burn.
No, extra effect other than the damage that it does. Okay.
I don't think Blaine's Kick has a chance to burn. I don't know, chance to raise attack.
No.
Oh.
And that was kind of a tricky question, because it has two effects. Ryan, give me one of the two. Team Pepper. Team Pepper, Blaze Kick. It actually can have two effects. Just give me one of the two.
I
supposed to be against about fire types, not fire moves, all right?
Here's the thing.
Bullshit this quiz.
I'll think this one out loud, I guess. I hope this doesn't help him in the process, but I'm fairly certain that it actually affects the user of the move if it doesn't hit. I think this has a lower accuracy chance, and if it misses, I want to say that the Pokemon using it has some negative.
I will tell you that he already whiffed on his, so what you say, like, we're going to close the book on Blaze Kick after you answer.
Okay.
So whatever you say will not be helping him. We're going to move on to
So you think
move.
It's like High Jump Kick?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
High Jump Kick. See, I'm helping him.
So, I'm sorry, but this move does two things.
It has two extra effects.
I love it how Blaze Kick does two things.
I'll never forget this quiz. Memory deleted.
I'm going to say that if it connects, it reduces the target's defense.
Nope. The two effects Blaze Kick can have is it has a chance to burn, and it has a higher critical hit ratio.
Oh, okay.
Back to Team Monty.
Nice.
Give me the extra effect for Burn Up.
Extra effect.
Yep. Burn Up is a fire damaging move. I believe it's a physical move. Big base power.
If it's a percentage, I have to give you the percentage.
No.
Shit, okay.
Now, so for example, just Blaze Kick, one of the effects of the one we just talked about was a chance to burn. I do not need the percentage.
Or
just,
yeah. Okay.
It has a chance to
or
do
or the percentage of an increased chase to
crit or
whatever. Okay.
No, if it's something like a stat increase or a stat reduction, I don't need the percentage of that.
I know Overheat lowers special attack after you use it.
That is something that a move might do.
Whether
it be a fire-type move or otherwise.
I really hope that's not a question later. Burn Up, I don't think, does the same.
So are you thinking something different?
Yes.
Hmm.
But what are you doing?
John bringing all the snark with this hosting. All
right.
There is definitely a pressure taken off of you if you're the one conducting the quiz.
Yeah, I'm making the next quiz. I'm making the next quiz. You guys can bitch how bad it is.
Just make it about bug types.
No, it'd be grass.
No. There's some bug grass Pokemon.
I'll make sure I exclude all the bug grass. I'm going to say, well, lower your own HP.
Now, Burn Up, when this move is used, the user loses its fire type.
Oh, right!
No,
so if it is a fire flying, it becomes strictly a
that's right.
flying type. Now, there are some ways that you can kind of pull like a switcheroo and get this move onto something that's a fire monotype, in which case, once it uses
it's
this
typeless.
Move, it becomes typeless. And there are some other really cool like a trickery you can do by passing abilities around to where you can get the ability Wonder Guard onto a fire Pokemon and
oh
then
my
use,
god.
And then it just becomes invincible. It cannot be damaged by
oh
anything.
Oh my god.
So as long as it doesn't get poisoned or anything, it is immune to all damage.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, what else does it do? It inflicts damage, right?
It does, yeah.
Like what is its damage and everything?
I think it's it's physical damage, I think 150 base power.
Yeah, it's
like
a strong attack.
Mm-hmm. Team Pepper.
Okay.
Inferno Pepper. Insanity Pepper.
Insanity
Pepper from Hell or something.
Quetzal Tanaka.
I prefer just Insanity Pepper. I mean,
that's fine.
Or IP.
Give me Fire Fang.
What does Fire Fang do?
Yep.
Oh, that's significantly easy.
That has a chance to flinch.
Yep, may flinch. Team Monty. Fire Fang has two. Give me the other one.
Inchi's chance to crit.
No, may burn.
Burn, yeah.
May burn.
I knew it was either burn or crit. Which would be dirty if it crits and flinches. That's dirty.
Yeah, that's mean. Team Pepper.
It's here.
Fire Lash.
Fire Lash.
I don't think I've ever heard that move.
I believe that's a newer one. It might even be Gen 8.
I'm not familiar
Although
with it.
Although that might be a move that Heatmore learned, so that might be a Gen 5 one.
Fire Lash. I don't really know anything. I don't have anything to go on this, so I'm just going to say that it lowers accuracy.
It lowers your target's defense.
Ooh, okay.
Lowers defense. Team Monty. Flame Charge.
Uh,
Does it have recoil?
It does not. I think
we haven't gotten any of these. We suck.
Oh, you got.
I think I might have one. I think I might have Firefang because he had a fucking Flareon team, so Cody's going to know what that does.
Well, I think Flame Charge. I know that's one that. Is that lower speed?
Raises the user's speed.
It raises speed. Yeah. That's something to do with speed.
Team Pepper.
What up?
Flame Wheel.
Flame Wheel. Prevents a target from escaping?
May burn.
This is stupid.
Team Monty, Incinerate.
May burn.
Incinerate, if the opponent, if the target is holding a berry, it burns the berry, making it unusable.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And last one.
You had most of those words, just not said that sentence.
Team Pepper, last one. Mystical Fire.
Mystical Fire. Oh, that's a Victini move.
That's a fun move.
I don't even know what the fuck it does. Mystical Fire.
And Magical Leaf. That's amazing. Can you make a Pokemon with both?
Maybe.
That'd be so cool.
Grass Fire? Is there? How come there's no Grass Fire? I think that'd be cool. Like a burning tree?
I think in our Orlando Pokedex we made one.
Oh, God, that'd be so cool.
Mystical Fire. It burns.
It lowers target special attack.
What's the score count?
6-4. Jeez. Team Pepper.
Son of a bitch.
So there are only 2 non-attacking fire moves. Only 2 fire moves that don't deal damage.
Whoa.
Team Monty, give me one of the 2.
That would be Will-O-Wisp.
Will-O-Wisp, yeah. And Team Pepper, what's the other one?
Sunny Day.
Sunny Day.
Ooh. There we go. I did not think of Sunny Day. That was good.
We got this. We know what's up. Fuck you, John.
So the majority of Fire-type Pokemon are Mono-type, especially when you take out the starters and legendaries out of the equation.
And the other type.
Right. Once they all lose their secondary type, they're all monotypes.
Yeah, they're all monotypes. I mean, come on.
The second most common type combination with fire is the fire flying duo. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, thanks in part. And also fire fighting. Those are the 2 next most common.
Oh, yeah, fire fighting makes sense. Because of all the starter, starters.
Because of all the starter Pokemon from Gens 3, 4,
I just
and 5.
Didn't think it would be flying. That's interesting.
So, Team Monty.
Oh, boy.
Just because these are the next most common doesn't mean there's a ton of them. There's only 1 species that is fire-flying aside from Charizard. Give me any one of the Pokemon in that species line.
Fire-flying, it would be Fletchinder.
Yep. The Talonflame one.
Talonflame,
that's a point.
What's the first form?
Fletchling.
Fletchling, okay. I was blanking on that one.
Team Pepper. There's only 1 evolutionary line of Fire Dark aside from Incineroar, who is the Gen 6 Fire Starter. What is the other line of Pokemon that is Dark Fire?
Dark Fire, that's Houndour, Houndoom.
That's right, that's a point. Team Monty.
I like the way you look at me when it's my turn.
Team Monty.
You're like, oh, look at this motherfucker.
You wanted bugs, you got them.
Oh, boy.
There are 2 lines of Fire Bug Pokemon. Tell me the 2. You'll get a point for each one.
Volcarona.
Volcarona, that's 1.
And the other one, another fire bug. Oh, that's, oh, God, it's the centipede. Oh, God, I can't remember the centipede's name. I can't remember its first form. Psilazzle. No, that's not it. That's not it. No, that's not it. So Lazel is...
I'm going to give Ryan a free guess now, if you want to take another stab at it.
I know what the answer is.
I didn't say that was my guess. I was just talking.
Okay.
Because the Lazel is the poison fire. That's not a bug. Solandit? No, that's the free form. Go ahead. I officially am wrong. Don't give... Yeah.
Sizzlepede. Centiscorch.
Yeah,
but you got a point out of that one.
I named both the fucking form. They sound like centipede shit.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, obviously it's the last one.
I didn't mean to say that. That wasn't my guess.
Hey, Ryan, what's the fire poison one?
I said one fucking word.
I'm joking. That wasn't your question. There are 2 lines of fire rock, but go ahead and take 4 guesses. I'm joking. Fire rock. There are 2 evolutionary lines for fire rock.
You said I get a free DS?
Let's see how you do, Vars. Because he didn't even get the point.
Wait, fire?
If I got the point, I'd be fine with it. But I didn't, so...
Oh, I want to say Fire Rock. I think I got... Oh, I don't know about one. I think that it's the newest gen. Colossal. That's a guess.
Okay, yep, that's one.
See, and that's how you do it. You go, that's my guess.
Or you gotta, like, say a word final and say, answer. That's my guess.
Final answer. It is kind of
bold. No, this is a millionaire.
So the other two, I don't think Crustle is a fire type in the first place. That was coming to my mind. And Fire Rock is... There's also... It might be pure fire. I'll say it anyways. I think it's Torkoal.
No, Torkoal is pure fire.
This is a bit of a trickier one, because it becomes a fire rock in its second form, Macargo.
Ah, true. Okay.
More moves. Let's talk about more moves. Okay. You guys? Team Monty.
Okay.
I want you to rank these moves in order of their base power.
Great.
And for a bonus point, tell me what they all have in common.
Oh.
Your four moves that you need to rank in order of base power are Ember, Flame Burst, Fire Spin, and Lava Plume.
I don't know what Flame Burst is.
Ember, Flame Burst, Fire Spin, and Lava Plume.
Yeah, I think I'm going to guess... This is not an official guess. I'm talking out loud. Okay. This is not an official guess.
Okay.
Because right now I don't know where Ember and Fire Spin are going to be. Because Fire Spin is definitely going to be... the weakest in raw damage, but it does ticking damage.
Locking you in right there.
And then Ember will be after that. I'm going to... Our official guess is going to be Fire Spin, Ember... What do you call it? Flame Burst?
The two you have left are Flame Burst and Lava Plume.
I'm going to go with Lava Plume being the strongest.
Are you going to put Flame Burst...
as third.
After
Ember. After Ember.
So your guess...
Fire Spin, Ember, Flame Burst, Lava Plume.
That's correct.
Yes!
The point for that.
What is Flame Burst?
Flame Burst is a fire-type damaging move that will do chip damage to other Pokemon in the battle if you're doing like a double battle.
Oh, okay.
For an extra point, can you tell me what they all have in common?
Well, let me think here for a second. Ember has a chance to burn. Fire Spin does damage over time, but it does not have a chance to burn. Flame Burst does a straight thing. It's probably going to be... Because it's not effect. It's not going to be PP. I'm going to guess accuracy.
No. But in order not to give Ryan any hints, I'm going to tell you the thing they all have in common at the end.
Okay.
Team Pepper... Here are your moves.
They're all fire moves.
Fire Punch. Fire... Wow, I can't type. Fire Punch. Fire Fang. Fire Fang. I was actually like typing over my notes from the ice type quiz. A lot of this is like just templated from that. So, here we go. These are the ones. Okay. Fire Punch. Fire Fang. Blaze Kick. And Fire Lash.
That's tough. Mm.
Fire Punch, Fire Fang, Blaze Kick, and Fire Lash.
Okay, so just thinking out loud, I feel like Blaze Kick is a two-hit move. I think it's a two-hit move. I hope that is, because that's what I'm going to put towards the bottom. If I remember correctly, Punch does like 60. Fang does like 80, maybe 85. And then what was the last name, the last move you gave me?
Lash. Fire Lash.
Fire Lash. I don't even know what Fire Lash does, my god. But I'll, okay. So the four are going to be the kick one.
Which, are you going in ascending or descending order?
Lowest to strong, like weakest to strongest.
Okay.
Like I did. Weakest to strongest, right? So the kick, punch, fang, lash.
No.
It's gotta be lash is the weakest, right?
No. Fire Fang is actually 65. Fire Punch, they upped to 75. Oh. I think it was 60 in early gens, but then they upped its power.
Later. Oh, you probably should have stipulated which gen you're talking about.
No.
Immediately point
around. The one that's at least got Fire Lash in it. Fire Lash is third with 80 base power. Blaze Kick is just a one turn. Doesn't charge up.
Oh, okay. Then.
And that's at 85. So that's the most powerful one.
Wow.
And they'll have one thing in common.
That fire-type Pokemon use them.
Actually, multiple Pokemon can learn Blaze Kick, not just fire-types.
I didn't say exclusively.
Slugma does not use Blaze Kick.
Okay, if I get
does not have legs.
If I get an actual guess on what these things do, they all have something in common.
They do. But, as far as I can tell, just one thing.
Yeah, gosh. I mean, it's not... I don't think it's a PP or accuracy thing. They all have different effects. So it's not that. Maybe it's like a generational thing. They're all available in Gen 7. Or as of Gen 7.
I mean, maybe.
That's my guess.
They're all physical moves.
Those were all special.
And yours were all special moves. Who is that Pokemon? Classic Edition. You guys, we haven't done Classic in a while.
Yeah.
So, to remind you of the Classic roles, I'm going to read you a Pokedex entry. I'm going to take out any sort of nouns that I think would...
Give it away.
Right.
So this Pokemon kicks a...
I replace it with pronouns so that there are no, like, blanks or anything in there.
Gender neutral pronouns, I hope.
Depends, because Pokemon do have assigned genders.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't know their individual preferences?
Well, I don't know how they identify, but I know that the game assigns
this them. Can I take a quick tangent?
Please.
This is something that I was like, you know what would be so obvious an addition to the game that would be so inflammatory to some? Like, we have the game now such that you can change everything about your Pokemon. You can change their nature. You can change their stats. How they
identify? Is that what you're going with?
Precisely. You can have it now so you can craft anything. Why wouldn't you be able to change the assigned gender for the sake of the moves in the game? Like, there are moves associated with gender.
And, like, in which Pokemon will evolve.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there are...
What if
you
found a shiny Combee that was a male? That would suck.
And maybe as an end game sort of thing, because there are implications to where, you know, if you encounter Eevees early on, you know, they're going to give you a higher rate of male Eevee. To female for breeding purposes. But, you know, you also usually find Ditto early on. So maybe that wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe that's, like, a thing where, like, if you catch a Pokemon, they're like, and what gender do you think it is? Mm-hmm. And just, like, ask you right up front.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't want that much. I don't want there to be a...
You don't have to, like, click on a yes or no.
In which I have to examine the reproductive organs of Pokemon.
It's going to be a mini game, like Pokemon and me. And you have to get in real close.
To stick your head in the mouth of a hound doom. Just like, what do you got here?
I'm just saying, like, with how, like, people are, like, they hate the game because it preaches evolution, even though evolution is a word that has nothing to do with what evolution actually is in reality and in scientific terminology. Right. It's just a word they use to make it grow from one phase to another, right? But, like, then, you know, extremist Christians got upset at the game for teaching non-biblical science.
I think you could also argue that... Like, the evolution in Pokemon is certainly in no way reflective as evolution in a biological sense. Like, it's precisely. Not like Pokemon are passing on inherited traits and changing through generations of passing those down. It grows up and becomes a different thing. It's more of a metamorphosis.
Yes. That's a much better word to use, but we use evolution because, you know, it's easier to understand.
Mm.
So, yeah, imagine how upset people would be if Pokemon were just allowed to change their genders on a whim. Mm.
So, with Shin Megami Tensei...
Yeah.
The penis chariot.
Yeah.
You think that's male or female? Because it doesn't have a penis, it is a penis.
I think, again, it's how these things are identified. Because a lot of, like, the demons in Shin Megami Tensei...
He's getting a really, like,
intellectual. I can't speak
you
words.
You asked. You asked a question. Did you not want an answer?
Go on. I was just being dumb.
Some of these things are gender neutral because they are just like based on spirits or ghosts or yokai. Some of these things do have like assigned genders. Like, you know, you assume like Thor and Loki, based on Norse mythology, are male gods. Other things is a bit more ambiguous.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know how the penis cherry identifies. I could take an educated guess, though. But who's that Pokemon? So these are classic rules. There will be no point deductions for playing classic rules. It's just the further you go in hints, the less points you'll have. You will not need to go past hint number 3. So it's you're probably going to get a minimum of 3 points per. So if you just go on the Pokedex entry, you'll get a +5, +4, +3, so on and so forth. So you have to go to the 5th hint. Don't go to the 5th hint. You will get it on the 3rd. So, Team Monty.
I want to immediately go to the 5th hint.
Isn't the 5th hint the moves, too?
Right.
It's, yeah, the, it's like the most useless crap.
Never mind. Team Monty.
Yes.
For some reason, only females have been found. It creates a harem of male Pokemon that it lives with. For some reason, only females have been found. It creates a harem of male Pokemon that it lives with.
What the fuck? Alright. Give me the next hint.
The next hint is the base stats. 68. 64. 60. 111. That's the special attack. 60. And 117, that's the speed. So we're going to big special attack, big speed are your big stats.
What's the third hint?
The third hint is the type.
Okay.
Do you want the type?
Sure.
It is a fire poison.
Oh. Salazzle.
Is that your guess?
Dude, you should have got this on the first
guess. For some reason.
This is pretty obvious.
Yes, it is Salazzle.
I can't remember Salandit it was the... I'm getting all twisted up.
That is a plus.
I can't get that off harem.
Yeah,
the only female that I should have gotten that because it evolves straight... Yeah, I didn't think of that. I didn't think of it being an evolutionary thing.
That's okay. You get this one, Team Pepper.
All right, hopefully this is...
With fiery breath of more than 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit... which is slightly hotter than our closest star.
That's a lot of degrees.
They viciously threaten any challenger. With fiery breath of more than 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, they viciously challenge, or viciously threaten any challenger.
So who breathes, I mean, like...
Fiery breath.
I feel like a lot of them do that.
Yeah, that is kind of a standard thing for fire Pokemon.
Any challenger. Oh, there is one more line. The females protect the young.
The females protect the young.
Viciously threatening any challenger.
Man, I wish their
I think I know
fusion
what this
engine
is.
Of a mouth.
I think I know what this is. No. Probably not.
With fiery breath of more than 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Our closest star burns at 9,990 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oof. Pussy.
Yeah, right?
So it just hiccups and everyone dies.
Right. It vaporizes the planet.
Yeah.
I think that's what they say about, who was it? Makargo? There's like an entry of Makargo saying that like its innards burn at like 12,000 degrees.
Yeah.
it's like, God.
Like it's being written by children, so it's hot.
Read it one more time for me.
With fiery breath of more than 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, they viciously challenge, viciously threaten, I keep flipping those words, they viciously threaten any challenger, the females protect the young.
The females protect the young. Oh, this sounds like maybe it's a, there's a god, if it's the fully evolved form, I'm kind of boned here, but there's Litleo, which is like a lion, and then there's like the lioness, and the lioness you'd think would be the one that protects the cubs. I don't know, what's the next clue I get is the stats, right?
Yeah, base stats.
What are the stats?
Base stats are 86, 68, 72, 109, that's your special attack. 66, and then 106 speed. So again, special attack speed are the big stats. So 109 and 106.
Maybe it's not that, then. Those don't sound like the stats for that.
HP is 86. Your physical stats, attack and defense, are 68, 72. Special stats, one of them.
I'll need to hear the type. What's the type?
Fire normal.
It is that Pokemon. I just can't think of the fucking
name. I didn't think the thing was like that. I thought the thing would have a higher attack and everything. It's weird.
And I want to say it's called Litleo. Is the small cub form. The ambient noise of Sherlock.
Is he just scratching? Like, oh, got something in my ear, guys.
Pyroar?
Damn it.
Is that your guess? All right, Trebek. Is that your guess?
Yeah, that is my guess.
It is Pyroar, yeah.
I was hoping he would get that wrong so I could catch up.
That is a +3. I mean, the score right now, Team Pepper is at 12, Team Monty is at 11.
Oh, okay. That's all my criteria.
Yeah, it's real close. Higher or lower, you guys? Higher or lower?
Ah, shit.
This is all about Camerupt. Camerupt, the lovable fire ground from Gen 3. We're going to start with Team Monty, and I'm going to give you a base stat that is wrong, and you tell me if the base stat that it actually has is higher or lower than what I gave you.
Okay.
Team Monty, Camerupt's HP is 60.
Oh, that's tough.
It is tough, isn't it?
That's really tough.
Come a long way from what's Charmeleon?
That one's real tough. HP on fucking Camerupt. I'm going to say it's higher.
It is higher. It is 70. Get a point for that.
Okay.
Team Pepper. Camerupt's base attack, is 90.
90. I actually don't know if this thing favors physical or special. I would think it favors special. I mean, I think in the third gen they hadn't even made that distinction yet.
I will say, I am basing these off of the base stats to where they have now split apart.
Yeah, of course, I figured you would. You said it was 80?
I said that it is 90.
Or you said 90. I'll say lower.
It is higher.
Okay.
100. Base 100 physical attack for Camerupt.
That's tough.
Wow.
Team Monty. Camerupt's base special defense is 80.
Special defense?
Sorry, physical defense.
Okay, I was about to say, we're going out of order. Oh.
Base special defense.
Is 80.
Is 80. Except it's not. And you have to tell me what direction.
70 HP. I know this thing's got to be kind of tanky. It is like a fire ground. I'm going to say it's higher.
It is lower. Whoa. It is 70. Oof. Team Pepper. Camerupt's base special attack is 95.
95. Okay. So I guess, like, does this thing have split attacks? That would mean it would have to be 105. I really don't know. I'm going to say lower.
It is higher. Oof. It is 105. He has split attacks.
He gets split
attacks. 100 and 105 are its attacks.
Good lord.
You guessed that right on the dot. God.
All right. Team Monty.
Special defense.
Special defense is 85.
God damn it. God damn it. Higher.
It is lower. It is 75.
God.
75.
That seems too squishy for him. I mean...
He's got big attacks.
Look at these like bulk stats. HP is at 70. Defense is 70. Special defense is 75.
That's not great.
That's not great. It's kind of fringy. But no, it's not good.
I mean, his speed has to be pretty good for that. And it's a camel.
Team Pepper.
Let's hear it.
Camerupt speed is 30.
Speed's 30. So, I mean, the speed would be 20. Keeping it this, like, 10-point window you seem to have, I would think it's higher.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
It is. It is 40.
Ugh.
get a point for that one.
Thank God.
See, that seems too low for that low of defense.
That's real slow.
It's not going to take a hit very well before it gets one off.
Especially not from a water type. So I don't know if you guys knew this. There's a weather condition associated with the fire type. It's called harsh sunlight.
Yep.
It is initiated, or it can be initiated, by the move Sunny Day, which we've already mentioned, as one of the two non-damaging fire type moves. Team Monty.
Okay.
There's an ability that initiates this weather condition. What is it?
Shit, what was the name of that ability?
An ability that initiates harsh sunlight.
God, Florida?
The ability Florida.
The ability Florida.
This is my question. I could tell you...
You should have been player one.
I could tell you the two Pokemon that can learn it and its name.
It's not harsh sunlight, because that's the name of the effect.
That is the name of the weather condition.
It's not Sunny Day. These guys are gonna... Shit. I don't really pay attention to abilities. Or anything else, by that matter. I should have gotten so much more of these right. I got nothing. I have absolutely nothing.
Ryan, you want to chime in? Let him know.
It's Drought.
This is Drought.
I learned by Ninetales and Torkoal.
Yep, and Groudon, I think, comes with that in the box. But like, I think Ninetales is a
hidden. And one of the two Charizard variants can learn it in its Mega.
Yeah, I think it's Y.
Yeah.
Thank God those are gone.
I like Megas.
Okay. I should have made more.
I missed them. Bring them back.
I've been outvoted, okay.
Can I get Megas in the new one, Sword and Shield? Can we add Megas? Come on.
Like a Gigantamax Mega? That'd be pretty
cool.
You know,
Mega Pokemon are available in Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah.
It is a mechanic of Pokemon Go. Yeah,
but they stay Mega for a little bit of actual physical time.
I believe it's, I want to say it's
90 minutes or something.
Yeah, weird. Something like that.
Oh, interesting. You like do the Mega Evolution and then there's like, it stays that way for a while and then there's like a cooldown or something?
Yep. Yeah, you essentially,
it's a consumable item.
It's a separate set of candies that you acquire to make them Mega Evolve. And the candies are specific to the individual Pokemon. Like, I barely ever do it, but...
Okay.
You know.
Now, how do you get those candies? It's not like throwing Pidgeys into the wood chipper like it used to be back in the day.
No. There's various ways that you get them. They're through things like doing the battle events, completing quests, doing raids. Beating them in raids gives you stacks and stacks of their...
That's cool. Yeah. Is that a lot?
I mean, like, I've got, like... I can't say for all of them what I have, but I know, like, I've got, like, 400 candies for Mega Beedrill.
Like how many does it take to Mega Evolve?
I think it's like 50. I think it was maybe 50. Right. Not a lot.
All right, we're coming into the home stretch here. We only got a couple left.
Right, let's
okay. Team Pepper.
Yeah.
So the weather condition is a sunny day brought on by an ability Drought. How long does the weather condition last if it goes uninterrupted or unextended? Just the standard. This is how long it will last before it fades on its own.
I'll guess 3 to 5 turns.
5 turns.
Oh, okay.
Are you giving him that point? Because he said 3 to 5. Like, that's...
Are you objecting?
I'm objecting to that.
I'm going to put a provisional note on that. We'll see how this goes.
I'm objecting to that. Like, I could say, yeah, 1 to 8 turns. That's, I mean...
I will remind you, there is no prize. There's no prize.
Just my pride.
Team Monty.
Which is shredded in pieces anyway.
As my... As my previous comment, the question hinted, it can be interrupted or extended. There is a held item that extends the duration of harsh sunlight.
Oh, I have no idea.
What's that item?
Sunny Rock. I don't know.
Ryan, do you have an idea? Do you want to correct him?
That increases sunny day. Nah, I'm not sure. I would just be guessing.
It is a heat rock. You were close.
I was close, yeah.
If you said sunny to heat rock, that might give you a provisional point.
And that point, I would retract the objection.
So that Wes doesn't get mad, I do need an exact number for this one.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
By how many turns does it extend the harsh sunlight? So either give me the total number of turns it will last if uninterrupted, or give me the number of turns it extends it by.
One to 50.
that it extends it by.
So either the total number of turns or the amount of extension it gives you. Either one is fine.
I'll say two additional turns.
Three additional turns. It's three.
Okay.
Back over to you, Monty. By how much does harsh sunlight increase the damage of fire moves and decrease the damage of water moves? It's the same number.
Huh.
Give me a percentage.
I don't think it's drastic, like 50%, but it may be.
How much does it increase the damage of fire moves and decrease the damage of water moves?
I'm just going to go with 50%. Let's just do it half.
It is. 50%.
Boom!
For both. Now, that one's worth 2 points, and Ryan, you got one worth 2 points coming up right here.
Okay.
And with this is the last question, and with that question, Wes pulled in the lead.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
hear it. There are two moves that charge instantly during harsh sunlight, and they're worth 1 point apiece.
Solar Beam.
Solar Beam is one. There you go. Tied up the game.
Is this counting the provisional, the objection, or not? No.
Nope.
This is not counting the objection.
It did not count the objection. Nope.
Ugh.
There's one other move that charges instantly during harsh sunlight.
Two turns.
Yep. And if you're holding a white herb, you've wasted it. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if it would consume the item. I should look into that.
I mean, so Solar Beam is a grass move as well, so it's probably like a fire move that takes two turns. What would it be? I don't think Fire Blast is two turns. All right, those just have low accuracy. I'm going to just guess Giga Impact. I have no idea.
Solar Blade. So like basically a physical version of Solar Beam.
Yeah.
So that's a tie. I do have a tiebreaker. And this is fastest finger. So first person to shout out the correct answer is going to get the point and the win.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's hear it.
But before we get to that, there's some other cool stuff about weather conditions that I want to mention. So sunny day.
Cast form changes. Yeah.
Cast form changes. it guarantees that the move harvest or the ability harvest will restore a held berry.
Yeah.
So you can just keep on churning berries as long as there's sunlight out.
Some moves have increased accuracy. Doesn't like Fire Blast have 100% chance to hit?
I think so. It does decrease accuracy. It decreases the accuracy of both Thunder and Hurricane to 50%.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah, just wow.
Wow.
It causes Moonlight, Synthesis, and Morning Sun to recover 2/3 of max HP.
Yeah.
I suppose I believe it's the 50% that it recovers during non-sunny day conditions. So yeah, there's a ton of stuff.
It's a real game changer when you can get that harsh sunlight up.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff that it does. You just like throw out your really awesome Ninetales and set up a drought.
Yeah.
That's a really cool way to just kind of like get quick control of things.
And here's a question too. Let's say your Ninetales has the Heat Rock and then you switch it out. Do you lose those additional turns?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
So yeah, it's gotta stay out there.
Because you gotta put your Heat Rock on your Venusaur. Solar
but see, like if you get like some trickery going and like have your Ninetales like be able to set up the drought and reduce some damage of a water type move and like just set up a nasty plot or two on your Ninetales, you're sweeping.
Yep.
So here we go, fastest finger.
Okay.
This is about fire type abilities.
Okay.
There is a fire type ability that increases your usually starter Pokemon fire type attack when it is at 1/3 HP. Blaze.
Yeah, I got no idea.
It's Blaze. Fire type, most fire type starters have this one. When its HP is at 1/3 or less, its attack goes way up.
I know Overgrowth.
Overgrowth, yeah.
I did know Blaze.
And the water Torrent? One is Torrent.
Wow.
So there you go. Now you get to pick Wes's punishment.
I was gonna do the whole like make you read Ready Player Two.
Yeah, you thought of something different.
It's probably like 10 hours long, man. I'm not gonna
that
subject you to
sucks
it.
Too. I cannot get into
I'm not gonna make you do that. What I want you to do
Oh boy.
I'll send you the full name of the episode, but you have to watch this episode. Okay. You're going to watch the episode of The Simpsons from which I pulled my name. The Insanity Pepper from Quetzaltenaca.
Ooh.
The title is, as I remember, is in Spanish. It's something like The Crazy Adventure of Homer Simpson, but in Spanish.
Man, this is like a nice punishment. I'm on board for this.
Yeah, because I think you'll genuinely do it. It is a top five all-time Simpsons episode.
Okay.
It's amazing. And just keep in mind that the special guest voice actor in the episode,
mm-hmm.
and I won't say who he's playing, is Johnny Cash.
That's funny.
So yeah, I'll send you.
He's the pepper, isn't he?
I'll send you a link.
I hope to God he's the pepper.
I'll send you a link to the episode. I'm gonna put it in your hands to find out how to watch.
Yeah, just send me the name of it. I got Disney Plus.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Don't give money to them. Fantastic episode.
Yeah, whatever.
Stop.
I can take my money. Whatever.
22 minutes.
Gross.
I still like Marvel. I don't care what you guys hate it.
I'm fine with the MCU. I didn't think about it for a second. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. It's good.
I'm the one that's kind of against it, but yeah. I'm all about the animated series from the 90s, the X-Men.
Which is that on Disney Plus? I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
I think it is, yeah.
I watched it on Disney Plus, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Now you want it, don't you?
No, not even a little
bit. I watched like the weirdest, because I have access to someone else's Disney Plus, and I realized like I watched the weirdest shit on there, which is like the really, really old animated Disney stuff, and then like the random cartoon series from the 90s.
It gets all like some Tailspin, some Chippendale.
Yeah, I'm not watching like their mainstream newest Pixar films. I'm not watching the, I don't know.
Not getting deep into Loki or...
No, I'm a few episodes behind.
I'm sure it's a good show, though.
It's...
Okay. I'm just tired of like the mainline movies.
The three or four episodes that I'm in, I don't know how many, it's pretty meh.
Yeah.
It's pretty... Mm. It's, what about your boy, it's not Wilson? Doing anything special so far. Oh, a lot of the jokes are... being us over the top, like, yeah, okay, the girl fell asleep and she wakes up and Loki's singing in a bar and getting everybody going. Like, come on, guys. You're...
I don't understand. Is that a joke?
It's a typical cliche. You see that all the time in movies.
Women falling asleep in bars?
No, like, so like they separate and then it turns out he's here singing, drinking songs with random people and okay, making, so I guess when they're supposed to lay low or something. You know, oh, that okay. kind of cliche.
Like, lay low, don't spend your money and then just doing extravagant things.
Yeah, that kind of cliche. I mean, that's just an example. That guy the show is pretty meh.
That guy did that in Goodfellas. They killed him.
Oh.
They're like, well, he's not laying low with his money. He's got to go. He's going to get the rest of us caught.
Yep.
That's where things kind of unravel in Goodfellas and they start, he's got to go to jail and then you know, he's in jail with some of his other mob buddies for a little while, then he's in jail by himself, and he has to get like in with the wrong crowd. Not the mob, a different wrong crowd that does drugs, because, you know, it's, what, the 80s, Goodfellas? Early 80s?
It's in the 50s, man.
I mean when they made it.
Yeah, at that point, they're like in the 80s.
I had a really random
question. I mean, when the movie was made.
Oh, when the movie, yeah.
I think it was maybe 1980.
I have a really random movie question that I have. What is the movie? What is it? Unusual Suspects with
Unusual Suspects,
directed by Bryan Singer. Yeah,
that's got
who also directed X Men.
Who Kevin? Directed is that the X-Men, one with Katie's, Kevin Spacey's where he's like talking to the cop and then turns out it was him all along.
Yeah, he's like telling the story to the cop, but it's a fabrication.
It's also spoofed in Scary Movie, which came out July 2000, and we'll be talking about.
So we don't actually know what happened because he's fabricated the entire movie.
Well, I think it's
pretty much equivalent to like somebody waking up from a dream at the end of the movie and the entire movie didn't happen. Like, that kind of shit.
I think what it's meant to imply was the guy who, the actor's name is escaping me, the character I think was called Keaton. The sort of, like, machinations that he was pulling to try to, like, bring, like, the crime crew together and do the thing was actually Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
So rather, like, this other character, you know, was involved, but it was a kind of Kevin Spacey pulling the strings the whole time. And he was just telling the cop, no, he was the guy who was doing it.
Well, and to this, there's actually, like, a really good video game called Stalker Shadows of Chernobyl. It's a game that is very much beloved by people that have played it a bunch. It's like an immersive sim meets first-person shooter kind of thing. But you wake up as this guy with amnesia who's basically got one piece of paper on him that says, kill Straylock. Like, this is your objective. This is the thing you have to go do. And then this just crazy-ass story unfolds, only to at the very end of it find out that you are Straylock. And you're supposed to, like, kill yourself. And like, it's such a messed up story, and it's just so poignant that when you get to the end of it, of all of the fucked up things that happen throughout the course of the narrative, it's so great.
Is it like an open-ended, yeah. like... If you like had a gun, could you like shoot yourself right there and get the credits?
No, it's not like that. Okay. The game is set in the post-apocalypse. I believe it's set in Ukraine after a nuclear bomb has gone off.
How could they tell?
The whole game looks like a desolate wasteland. It's crazy.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
We get it. Enough of the commentary.
No, but all the kids are mean and they run around without their parents.
Yeah. And what's weird is that they even made a prequel to the game too. To sort of lead you into how it is that Straylock found himself in the position that he's in, where he wakes up not remembering anything, only with this instruction that he needs to go find and kill this man. It's great. I digress. That is actually a clever play, though. It's Usual Suspects. Really good movie.
Yeah. So next up, we're going to do a retro show.
And this was the Poké Show.
Yeah, that's Pokemon. Right there.
Pokemon. Yeah. Can I tell you...
Yes.
Because there was a time where Wes was maybe not going to make it to the recording.
Yeah.
This is when we had the first date, and I was, like, sitting there spitballing, and I had, like, 3 or 4 notes of, like, what I was going to create as content for our fucking podcast on Pokemon. Top item, Gligar looks like it should be the shiny version of itself.
Hmm.
It's like a bright fuchsia. It just doesn't look right. And I was gonna go off for like 15 minutes about how that's not.
What's the shiny version? Like Gliscor, I think, isn't the shiny version like black or like a dark gray?
Yeah, it's a darker color. That looks so much more natural.
Yeah.
You know?
Huh.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
See, but
put a pin in it.
It's about how
next
it,
month.
It's about how it identifies Ryan. So I mean it's not
Yeah, it's colorblind. It doesn't
But next up is the retro show.
Okay.
And we're, you know, it's going to be kind of light on video game content from the Nintendo side.
I stopped looking up video games. I'm now like, what movies and what music?
No longer cares about.
There is
I'm sure there's tons of great games.
There is a N64 game that we can bring up, and it's kind of an interesting game. It's Daikatana, the game from John Romero of id Software. Yeah,
game, that's a rough game.
It has got an interesting story behind it. It is kind of a train wreck, and we'll get into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Since it's light on games, and I think this is also a light on music month.
There's 4 movies to talk about. I watched
there
all.
There are 4 movies.
I watched them all.
But should we look back at the ranking and see if we can clean it up?
Maybe. I think probably a worthwhile endeavor at some point. It would be nice to clock a retro show at under 2.5 hours. So we'll see.
I need 15 minutes for music.
That's okay.
I'm not going
to
go off.
Are you going to stay on 15 minutes?
Is not if we have anything to do about that.
Are you guys going to let me get it?
What was it on the last one? It was like an hour
and 20 minutes. It was us bullshitting.
Yeah. All right, just trying to talk about music.
So yeah, we'll budget 15 minutes, but plan for 30. Because
sure. And the movies too. I don't need to tell you talk forever about fucking scary.
Where are the movies so I can look those up?
Scary movie.
We should have been talking about Pokemon 2000 movie this one, but Pokemon 2000.
Okay.
Scary movie.
Okay.
What Lies Beneath and
X-Men.
What was What Lies Beneath?
It's a thriller horror film made by Robert Zemeckis while he was in between filming Castaway. He made a movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're waiting for Tom Cruise Tom Hanks to lose all that weight.
That's precisely it. They filmed half of Castaway. And then they needed like 6 months for Tom Hanks to
just emaciate himself.
Yeah,
just
lose so much weight and grow that giant beard. It's sort of like he did the reverse of what, what's his face from American Psycho?
Christian Bale
got in crazy good shape.
Yeah.
And he, for another movie, it's like method acting out the ass.
And then Christian Bale went and made The Machinist where he got super skinny.
Right? Maybe he just wants to be Tom Hanks.
Maybe. Yeah, that's just like the dragon he's chasing. He's like, I really want to be... How come I can't do romantic comedies?
Yeah, he's chasing everyone over Hollywood.
Maybe that's how they pitched...
Splash.
Oh my God. I want to see Christian Bale do a romantic comedy.
Maybe
now.
That's how he was pitched American Psycho, but then once they started being like, dude, we've made some changes.
Anyway.
I would love to see him do a romantic comedy.
I love you. See a Muppet? Was that Cookie Monster?
I was trying to do Batman, but I suck at the Batman voice.
So, next up is going to be, we've been mentioning the Roto Show, then we'll do the official show at the end of the month, and we'll start it all back up again. We're going to get back on track. We're going to get back onto our normal rotation. Starting next week, we usually do the Roto Show toward the end of the month. It's going to happen. Getting back to normal. E3 fucked us up. We'll get back to it.
Yeah, I'm sure our three listeners are really all messed up about
you
it.
You leave them alone. You leave them. The end.
So long.
Sayonara.